Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Good morning. This is Elizabeth Scott. I placed an order on the 24th of March, and I just wondered if you had any shipping information for me.
Yes, Ms. Scott, can I get you to verify, or can I get, I'm sorry, your zip code, please?
34221.
Can I get you to verify your address for me, Ms. Scott?
9107 34th Avenue East, Palmetto, Florida, 34221.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. Can I ask, I do see here you did a trial for the Evolair face cream and eye serum, which is really good, but has been canceled out.
Okay.
That's
all I wanted. But the dispute, I guess, is that what they were I was charged $92.90 on my Discover card, which I should not have done because it was only a trial. And I called right back to cancel, you know, after I placed the order.
Okay, give me just a brief moment, ma'am, because I'm looking at the notes. Did they explain that you're being charged full price for the bottle that you got because it's a 30-day supply?
No, they said it was a trial, and I paid $6.70 for the trial.
Ma'am. Did they tell you what the trial was?
No.
Okay. The trial was a 30-day supply of that product, but you get it for 4 days shipment, 10 days to evaluate it. You have to call in and cancel the bottle out within that time, and you get the bottle for free. You did?
Yes, I certainly did.
Okay. Give me just a brief moment. I do see you have a lot of notes. Give me just a brief moment so I can see, okay?
Yep.
Okay, I do see you did call in to cancel results because it's aware of 14-day trial, extend to 30.
Yep. But
it will continue with, you only wanted to continue with one product. You canceled out the other.
But I should have canceled both products.
Yeah, but you didn't. It shows here you can't, because that shows that they voided out the serum. Yeah, it looks like that was voided out, and that was on February 24th. And then on, this is the same day, inform you void this eye serum, will continue with the moisturizer, will extend trial 30 days, so more time to try product. Cuss is aware to call back by March 20. They have it extended to March 25th, so he must have told you to call back at least March 20.
I did call back on the 25th and cancel the product, and I'm still being charged the $92.90. So I should never have been charged for that, and I'm going to dispute it. I told Discover I'm going to dispute it if I don't get a refund.
When they tried to call you back, you'd answer, ma'am?
Huh?
It shows here that they did try to call you back about a refund, but you didn't answer. Give me just the... Go ahead.
I have you, the paperwork here that I did call. It says dispute once charge post to the account. So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Give me just a brief moment. Okay, ma'am. I'm still reading over some notes.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay, let's see. That was a hang up.
I called on the 24th of March because I got a note right here, which was the day before the extension.
Yes, ma'am.
Call Discover when charge post and dispute it.
Okay, let me see here. I'm at the last one. I do apologize. I'm just trying to see exactly what have they done.
They didn't do anything. It's still sitting out there.
Okay, ma'am, at this time, what I'm going to do, have you disputed this charge with your...
Not yet. I was going to do it once it posted to the account. Because when I checked it, it was pending. It is now posted. So I can dispute it now.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, at this time, ma'am, I was able to go ahead and put that through. It will post to your account within 3 to 5 business days. You should get a customer courtesy email, hopefully within the next couple of minutes, to BScott, yes, ma'am, BScott6014@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, you should have a customer courtesy email that says refund notification.
Okay, that'd be fine.
It takes 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to your account. The account is completely canceled out. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
Oh, you've been very helpful. But if I don't see it in 3 to 5 days, you're going to get a call back.
That's fine. I would expect you to call back so that way we can track it for you.
Right. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling customer support.